Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. The text is James chapter 1, verses 16 through 21. The Reverend Dr. Ralph Blumenberg is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS, International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
The appointed reading is from James chapter 1, beginning with verse 16. Do not be deceived, my beloved brothers. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. Of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger, for the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. This is the word of the Lord.
Grace be to God.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our text is the reading from James. I'd like to read again this verse. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights. So far God's word. Dear friends in Christ, a few years ago in Terre Haute, Indiana, students at a school had to stay in for recess 2 days in a row. It wasn't because of bad weather, which we have, and it wasn't because of bad behavior, which they have. It was rather because children would be in danger if they went outside. It seems a mountain lion had been spotted near the school, which seems like a page right out of frontier history, even in Indiana. Now, I'm not surprised to see rabbits and squirrels in our town, but most of us don't live in fear of bears and wolves and mountain lions. And yet it was not so long ago that those wild animals called home the places we call home. Why, even coyotes are making a return, I understand, even in the city, requiring vigilance for pets and children. And God's word today through James gives a reality check that many pass without noticing. Not all dangerous predators live in zoos. Just before this text, James was speaking about the origins of evil and temptation in the world. Then, as now, people often blamed God when bad things happened or when temptations came along. And James says clearly, God tempts no one to evil. Temptations come from evil within and from Satan without. That devil that pounced in Eden is still a roaring lion looking for someone to devour, including you, including me, including our children. We live in a wilderness, not a paradise. And yet that is not the reality that most children learn from the culture in which they live. More than 50 years ago, Abraham Maslow wrote, "It is reasonable to assume in practically every human being and in almost every newborn baby that there is an active will toward health. The human being is so constructed that he presses toward what most people would call good values, serenity, kindness, courage, honest love, unselfishness, goodness." And his writing heavily influenced psychology. By this theory, all people are basically born good, and if we simply let that inner goodness have its way, we will be a kinder and gentler people. But is that what you observe in your world? Is that what we hear about in the news cycle? The evidence shows a far different reality. Left to ourselves, people become more selfish, not more generous, more likely to use other people, not serve them. What is natural about us is the process of death and decay. And God sees our world as it really is, full of evil, and he is not content to leave it that way. James shares with his readers and with us a better reality. God brings good and perfect gifts to those who otherwise would be forever lost. May is a big birthday month in my family. Six of them between children and grandchildren. Lots of gifts to buy, lots of gifts to enjoy being opened. And James says that God is the best gift giver, and his gifts are transformative. Besides the good gifts that God gives undeservedly to all, our daily bread, as the Lord's Prayer says, his perfect gift was to give a Savior to turn a world that had turned evil to the very good that God designed. James knows that Savior personally. He grew up with Jesus in his family. Jesus faced the predator, the devil, among the wild animals in the wilderness and prevailed. Then he allowed the wild forces of evil to kill him on the cross, only to take up his life again. Jesus became our substitute in death so that we could share life as God intended. Now, the people to whom James was writing this letter, some 20 years after Jesus died and rose, were facing some very strong headwinds of faith. Some of the early apostles already had been put to death. Some Christians were driven out of their homes. They faced persecution by Jewish leaders as well as Romans who wouldn't do business with them because they wouldn't worship the emperor. Some of them were losing hope, maybe like the folks in Ukraine that wonder how long they can hang on in the middle of a war. Well, the Epistle of James is well known for spelling out the practical implications of faith. What good is it to believe and not to bear the fruits of faith? But it seems to me that verses 17 and 18, part of our reading, are very clear gospel. Of his own will, he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. God's good and perfect gifts of forgiveness, adoption into his family, are his doing alone. He gives new birth through the word of truth and the water of life in baptism. Now, in Indiana and Illinois and Missouri, and I saw this on my way over, farmers have been busy burying hundreds of millions of dollars in the ground. Those expensive seeds of beans and corn are buried with the faith that conditions will allow them to grow and be fruitful and bear a harvest a hundredfold or more. And in a similar way, we church people invest treasure and time and effort into planting the word of truth that James describes in the life of adults and children. The world thinks it's foolishness, but we believe that God will keep his promise, that it will spring up in faith and accomplish what it sends it to do. I'm blessed to serve in a congregation that invests heavily and gladly in Christian education. And this last Sunday, we celebrated the confirmation of our eighth grade students. We want each generation to pass along that word of truth so they are prepared for the real world. Now, protecting children from mountain lions is as easy as keeping them inside the walls of a school and having adults watch them. But in the larger wilderness of life, children can't stay indoors all the time, and we can't shelter them from the inner evil that all possess. The intent, however, is not to keep them from seeing the real world, but to equip them for doing battle and seeing the world as it really is. Like James, we want children and adults alike to receive and use God's good and perfect gift through God's word of truth. I'm guessing that the headlines today will be about the crisis on the border, the impending debt ceiling crisis, the war in Ukraine, and many other stories. There is much trouble in the world, and most of us can do little about it. But the truth is, at the heart of the brokenness of the world is the brokenness of the human heart. And that's something we all can do something about. Far from conceding the battle, we have reason for hope. For God is the one source of all good gifts. Jesus is alive and is working through us, and he gives us the honor in our families, in our churches, in our community, to pass forward that word of truth and to plant that seed of faith that the next generation will share God's wonderful gifts. We close with the hymn of Luther. With might of ours cannot be done, soon were our loss effected, but for us fights the valiant one whom God himself elected. He holds the field forever. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit KFUO.org/chapel.